and joined now by Mark Bauer after the 3-2 win at Harrogate Town. Mark, it was a game that had everything, penalties, penalty saves, goals. What's your view of that match?
Well, I thought first and foremost we deserved the 3 points. I thought, you know, we were created the more chances and withstood their sort of direct approach to us. They scored a couple of goals from set pieces, which with the size advantage they had at the time, it's kind of understandable. You never want to give those goals away. But yeah, interesting game. But at the end of it, we've come out with 3 points. That's what we came for.
Yeah, there was one thing that obviously concerned us at half time, Danny Hall going off. Another injury to another centre half. What's the prognosis on that?
He felt his hamstring towards the end of the first half, and he was 50-50 as to whether he was going to go back out and give it a go. So it's nothing serious. Hopefully something that will settle down relatively quickly, but he felt that if he'd have carried on, it was something that he would have made a lot worse. So we certainly didn't want that to happen. And with Reece coming in, perfect replacement for him to slip in at left back and Ben Parker to go centre half. And you know, the back four in open play were terrific, did really well, restricted them to next to nothing in open play, but we knew that with the threat they had from set pieces, they could cause us problems, and scrambled a couple in against us, which, you know, obviously we don't like, but all in all, I was pleased with how we defended.
Big result this, obviously it's a derby, but also in the position in the league. You know, does that give us an advantage now going into the rest of the Christmas period?
Well, gives us an advantage because we've got 3 more points. But yeah, it keeps the run going. You know, the lads are really pleased with it. You know, you get into that winning habit. We've said it before, and we keep it going. You know, we're almost down to the bare bones with people we've got injured and losing Hawley today. But the lads just keep going, and the character that they show is terrific. Reece, when he's come on, has been top drawer at left back. And Craig Hobson, when he came on, it's a terrific pass for AJ when he went down for the penalty. So everyone's contributing. Really, really pleased with where we are. And like I say, yeah, we'll be counting bodies between now and Saturday for the Gainsborough game.
It's only 2 days away, isn't it? So it's hard to get things ready, isn't it, for that game?
It is, yeah. Basically, Martin's phone's got to be on for 48 hours just with updates. But yeah, the lads have got a good group in the dressing room that know what it takes to get themselves ready for games. So if the boys that need to ice, they'll ice and stretch and do what they need to do to make sure they're in the best possible for shape for Saturday. Hopefully everyone will be available, with the exception of, very unlikely, Danny Hall will be available. So yeah, we'll just patch ourselves up and go again and look to carry the run on.
With, and then in particular, we're talking about centre-half pairing now. Obviously, without Danny Hall, is that any news on Adam Lockwood?
No, I'm just about to speak to him. No, we knew when his stitches came out, he was looking at around about 10 days before he was going to be allowed to play, which we're just short of. So I'll have a chat with him, see what he thinks. But, you know, we saw with the back four, we had out on the pitch there that finished the game. They were excellent. And if that's what we need to do, they'll be more than capable of doing a good job for us.
All right, Mark, we'll let you get on with the updates that you need to get on with. Cheers, thanks very much.